It was interesting. You broke out the Asian patients, which was about maybe 10% of the patients.
It's roughly 10%.
Was that something that was determined ahead of time, or you did that afterwards?
We planned subgroup analysis, and ethnicity was one of the planned analyses.
Was that a stratification factor?
No. Stratification factors were tumor stage and performance status.
What were you expecting to see in the Asian patients, and can you talk a little bit more about what you actually saw?
At that time when we planned the study, which we started in 2003, it was not that well known that there might be differences with regard, for example, DKI treatments between Caucasian and Asian populations. But still, we decided to analyze this. And what we saw in the Asian population, we saw imbalances also in the small group. So we can't make any conclusion with regard to the benefit of cetuximab because of the small sample size, and therefore a broad confidence interval, also because of the fact that there were some slight imbalances in the control arm in the Asian population, in the sense that we had more favorable prognostic factors, more adenocarcinomas, and also higher percentage of patients in the control arm in the Asian population received treatment with EGF receptor-directed DKIs. So overall, the statement would be for the Asian population, we have shown a benefit for the total population, which included Asian populations. And our trial was not planned to look what is the benefit in the different patient populations. It was a subgroup analysis.
Now, were you looking at this thinking that maybe there'd be a difference in response to the cetuximab, or was it more an issue that down the line they might get a TKI and have more of a response and sort of dilute out the survival issue?
That could have happened in the Asian population, for example. That's one potential explanation, but still I would be very careful to draw any conclusions because the numbers are very small.